here's how soft we are as a people. And I fell victim of this, and so did Biggie. That local news outlet that did the report did an online poll, and 91% of the respondents said give her a medal.
Really?
Yeah, because if you see her crying at her kitchen table.
Yeah, and no one wants to see a little girl cry or a 16-year-old cry.
I have to blame her father. You know, he knows, if he's literally coaching her, he better think to himself, if we do this, what's the repercussion?
Chances are she was going to win the 200. What was she going to do then?
Yeah, I'm guaranteed.
She's very fast.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I think that's right, that she would have won that also. Quick story here, more close to home, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, you hate to see this also. A county commissioner's meeting had to be halted after they were 2 hours in. But they still had a couple of hours to go.
That's what I hear. Some of those public meetings are long.
That's right. Mecklenburg County Board of Commissioners, Charlotte, North Carolina. An unidentified individual disrupted the proceedings by releasing bugs, specifically crickets, into the chamber.
No.
Yes. And the announcement was made by one of the commissioners.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to take a 10-minute recess to be able to clean up the bug situation that we've got working, apparently. So we will reconvene at 7:55, let's say.
How much time had the man allotted?
Again,
for cleanup?
10 minutes.
To clean up. How many crickets?
Hundreds of crickets.
Good luck.
They were not able to
get
the crickets, so they basically canceled the meeting for the night.
I think you have to.
I do too.
If you listen closely, you can hear somebody back there whispering, crickets, crickets.
Really? Oh, I didn't hear that.
You have to really listen closely here too.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to take a 10-minute recess to be able to clean up the bug situation that we've got working, apparently. So we will reconvene at 7:55. Let's say.
Was there one on his nose as he made the announcement?
Yes.
It's crickets. One on his lapel and his pocket square.
It's crickets. And you could hear, of course, oh, my God, it's crickets. It's crickets. Now.
Was this a political statement?
No. We don't know what.
Really?
Really?
It has to be.
Unidentified group, and they're not giving them any kind of credit. They won't say what it was.
Won't name the group or the cause.
You know what? I like that.
One of the commissioners said, we don't do this.
We're not going to allow that type of engagement. We want productive and constructive discourse. But for the safety of our community, we won't tolerate that level of disruption from any group.
A little girl was scared and had to be taken out of the chamber because she was scared. She was only 10 years old. And she's like, there's crickets all over the place.
Crickets!
I don't like crickets myself, and I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
We have a cricket expert.
What?
She's from a place called, let me get this right.
PetSmart?
No. It's a place called Cold
Bob's Bait and Tackle?
No. It's called.
Aren't crickets bait?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. They're mostly used as food.
Or other bugs eat them, right? Or amphibians eat them,
this
right?
This place is called Cold Blooded and Bizarre. And they sell cold blooded
crickets
creature,
as food.
And for food, they sell the crickets. So an expert was asked, how much harm can they do?
They could give you pinworms if you ate one.
Okay. So be very
so it jumps in your mouth, don't chew.
Yeah.
Be very, very careful. Here she is again.
Well, I'm all about nonviolent like protests and activism, stuff like that. I guess I do feel bad for the crickets, but they are a cricket. It is a feeder insect.
That's a feeder insect. That's what they call it. They feed them.
They're made to be eaten.
That's right. It, yeah.
So she says, hey, it's a cricket. It's not that big a deal. Plus, they don't live very long.
So you just empty the room and fumigate, or you just go around stomping? What do you do?
I think they empty the room and fumigate. So it's going to cost something.
Because they're pretty mobile. They're pretty quick.
I can't catch them. I mean, they'll be gone. You're not going to see them. And then the commissioner, here's what we almost played a moment ago, said, we're not going to stand for it.
They have no credibility at this point. The community has lost total faith and confidence in whatever issue that they are championing.
They never said what. Anything I read, they didn't say who it was or why they did it.
You know, a lot of times it's become kind of a shorthand now. If you talk to somebody and say, hey, when are you going to take action on such and such a zoning issue?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get back? Crickets. I wonder if that was an intentional thing.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that. If it was, then that was
No response means crickets.
I haven't had a response in forever. That might be why they did that.
I don't know.
In that case, that would be a little clever, but I don't
know. I mean, they're annoying, but they're not lethal.
Hold a minute.
Pinworms, if you ate one.
Pinworms. Pinworms. Let's play it again.
They could give you pinworms if you ate one.
Let's not joke about it, folks. It's a big deal.
All right, Mick.